On today's Growth Points, I want to talk about the importance of preaching on major Bible themes around the resurrection season. You know, over the last 15 years or so, there's been a lot of people who try to get cute with Easter Sunday, and they'll preach on, you know, some type of psychological theme, some type of relational theme. And I understand what they're doing. They're trying to start a new series on that day, and I've done that before. But I really believe it's a mistake to take these weeks in April, which could be preached on the crucifixion and the resurrection, and to trivialize the time that we're in with messages that are of much more shallow substance. And I want to give you a few thoughts as to why I believe we need to lift up the blood atonement, the resurrection, the eyewitness accounts of Christ's resurrected body, and so forth, that we might take advantage of this time of year for those purposes. The first reason that I really preach along these lines during the month of April, during the Easter season, is because we have such a tendency on the part of the modern church to neglect these doctrines that I believe it's my responsibility to lift them up. I believe the Bible has clearly commanded me to preach the word, to be an instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So I encourage you to take opportunity to emphasize that doctrine. Secondly, I really believe that during this time of year, when you preach on the blood atonement, the crucifixion, the resurrection, you have a generational tie that's happening in the services. You have the younger and the older crowd having a common bond in their faith. You know, a lot of times when you preach on marriage, you're neglecting two-thirds of the crowd or a third of the crowd. A lot of times on certain subjects that we might think are really great, captivating subjects, you know, finances, relationships, those subjects don't really relate to everybody. But the cross does. And so from your teenagers to your single mom to your married couples, you're touching everybody's heart with a great doctrinal theme. And I believe even the secular culture comes to church at this time of year wanting to know about Jesus. And they don't need a warmed over psychological treatment of relationships. They need to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so as we've approached this Resurrection Sunday, we've sent out a spring mailer. We're going to be doing a lot of door knocking. We knocked on 25,000 doors last Saturday, just inviting people to Easter services. I believe it's a big time to reach out into your community. You may have a musical or cantata like we do. And those have been very helpful in getting new names. We always have one on Saturday night where I give a brief gospel at the end, and then of course on Sunday night as well. And let me also just encourage you with one final thought about this resurrection season. Let me encourage you to use visuals. It might be a tomb with a stone rolled away on the side of the platform. For me this Sunday, it's going to be the palm branches and teaching what that signified in the first century culture and the reverence that it signified. And I just encourage you to dig into the Word and lift up the great doctrinal themes. Have fun, be creative, use your methods that God puts on your heart. But don't get so cute in trying to reach out to the culture that you somehow inadvertently hide the meaning of the season. And I tell you, years ago, I was preaching my first or second sermon out in the state of Colorado, and I was so concerned about what to preach about. And I remember asking my uncle, "What do you think I should preach about?" And I'll never forget his answer. He said, "Paul, you can never go wrong preaching Christ." And let me just leave you with that today. You'll never go wrong preaching Christ.